My property management system that I created gives me over 110% of my rents each and every month consistently. Doesn't matter if I'm loaning money to investors or borrowing money, doing options, anything you can imagine, one simple system to quickly and properly handle absolutely everything in your real estate business.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
All right, let's tee this puppy up and get her going. In this episode, we're going to talk about your must-have proven efficient systems. So in order for you to get those 20 nice rental houses paid for, do it safely in 3 to 5 years, in 5 hours a week, you've got to have a proven, efficient system, and you really don't have time to reinvent the wheel. So let me tell you a little bit about how I got going and got started. So my first year, I bought two little bitty two-bedroom houses on my old paper route that I got in the seventh grade. Being the oldest of seven kids, I got the paper out to pay for my PhD. That's my private high school diploma. And this paper route was handed down through all of my siblings so they could pay for their private high school diploma, their PhD. Now, keep in mind, even to this day, I've never gone to a bank to buy an investment property, and I never will. And I never set that out as a goal. It's just I started out with less than $1,000 in the police officer's credit union. My wife was in nursing school. We had two beautiful babies, so I didn't have any money. I couldn't do 25% down or 20% down. I had to figure out how to do this without money. And so my first year, I bought two little two-bedroom houses. The second year, I had a goal to buy one house per month, and I bought 18 that year. Interesting. So the third year, and then all this is with my job now. Okay. The third year, my original goal was to bump up my goal to buy two houses per month. But I attended a conference down in Florida for real estate investors. And back then, if you're old enough to remember, they had these little buzzwords that they used from time to time. And the buzzword at that time was talking about quantum leaping your goals. So shoot for the moon when you set your goal. If you fall short, are you a loser? No, you're just a star. I said, I didn't know what the definition of quantum was, but I assumed that it's kind of like quads, or so I'm thinking four. So I'd set a goal to buy two per month. That's 24 for that year. So if I'm going to quantum leap my goal, then that's 24 times four is 96. Oh, what the hell? Let's just make it 100. Okay? So I actually accepted my own personal challenge on that goal to buy 100 houses that year. And boy, you talk about a paradigm shift in my noggin, in my head, to try to figure out a way to make this work. I had to have an efficient system, or I could never, ever come anywhere close to that. I was terrified with doing 24 that year, two per month. So that year, I implemented my systems, and I fell short, and I bought 84 rentals. Wow, what was my original goal then? 24? I quantum leaped my goal and I bought 84? Wow, with my full-time job. And to pull this off in 5 hours a week, I had to have a simple, effective system. Yeah, I had to have a buying machine, that was true. But as I started acquiring rental properties, I thought it was kind of like owning stock. I'd buy an ugly house, I'd fix it up, put a tenant in it, then I start getting checks in the mail. That's what I thought. Nope, that takes time too. And then come tax time, oh my gosh, I didn't have a round wheel that rolled every day. I had a triangle. It wasn't even a block. So I got slammed. I ended up burning midnight oil on four different ends, and that wasn't fun. So I had to figure it out to make it fun and to make it effective, and it had to be simple. So I want you to keep in mind, this is before the internet, this is before websites, before email, before text messages, and it was all done on paper and voicemails, and we had the kind of cell phone back then was what's called a bag phone. Remember the brick phone, if you're old enough? Well, we had a bag phone. It plugged into your cigarette lighter, had a bag, you run an antenna out on top of your car, and you had like a corded handset. And those were the days, if you can remember. So, and on top of that now, okay, I went and looked at a lot of properties. I made offers on a lot of properties using my investor pledge that you talked, that we just talked about. So, and here's something I want to stress to you, because this is so important in your buying machine system. My follow-up system that was paper, all by its lonesome, produced 41% of my deals. That's almost half of my deals came from follow-up. Think about that. Almost half, 41%. And it was done on paper. And here's what was really, really cool. I remember being on the top deck of a cruise ship in Barbados in the port. And I was checking my voicemail. I get up early in the morning, go up there with my man purse, my Franklin Covey daytimer, and check my voicemails and see what's going on in the real estate. My wife didn't want me to work, do anything real estate while we were on a family cruise. Well, I had this lady call me up, and I'd been to her house about a year before, and we could not work out a deal for me to buy the house. But I got a voicemail from her that says, "Hey, Mike, you were here a while back, and I'm ready to sell my house now." So no technology here other than the cell phone voicemail. In 20 seconds, I had retrieved all the information about her house, when I visited it, what repairs was needed, what my offers were, and what she wanted to do. She wanted to stay there and rent it. Wow. I still remember the smell in her house, the dog, little chihuahua, nipping at my ankles when I was walking through the house. And so I called her up. We put the deal together over the phone. I did a three-way call, which cost probably $18 a minute back then, with my real estate attorney, my closing attorney. And she scheduled her date and time that she wanted to do the closing. I said, "Great. Okay, now Harry, my attorney, he has my power of attorney." And so the closing was scheduled. And so I get off the phone there and I said, "Harry, I'm going to call my banker and I'm going to have him call you when you get the closing statement ready to see how much money." So I called my banker from up there and I said, "I'm doing a closing down at Borders. I want you to take a check down there from my bank account and forever how much Harry says it needs to be." And said, "Okay." So that was done. And so he did the closing statement. He did the rental agreement for the lady staying in the house. And while I sat on the beach the next day, drinking my foo-foo drinks or whatever, watching my daughters and my wife play in the sand and the beach and the sun, we were at Megan's Bay. The next day we're at Megan's Bay. And that's in St. Thomas. And just had a blast. Now, that is one heck of a follow-up system without technology, and other than a cell phone. Pretty cool. So I can show you, and I'm going to show you, how you can use that same system as well. And the technology we have today only makes it more efficient and faster. So in today's world, you got to have systems because there's a lot of moving parts. And with you having a job, you don't have a whole bunch of time to sit there and devote to, you know, spending 8 hours doing this or 3 hours doing that. I mean, you've got to have a simple system that works. And so my goal was to create one system that did it all. What do I mean by did it all? As I pay bills and make bank deposits, it does my books. Wouldn't that be nice? My property management system that I created gives me over 110% of my rents each and every month consistently. Doesn't matter if I'm loaning money to investors or borrowing money, doing options, anything you can imagine. One simple system to quickly and properly handle absolutely everything in your real estate business. I created this for me, Mike Butler, the real estate investor. Never in a million years did I dream that I would be talking to you about this right now. Okay. But it's called the Investor Books Pro System with Tenant Tracking. It's America's only complete system for real estate using QuickBooks Pro. I have accounting firms all across America recommending this to their real estate investor clients and real estate people. And I've got CPAs and accountants that use it, investors all over the country, and actually outside the country, Canada, using this. If you want to check it out, just go to investorbookspro.com. investorbookspro.com. Yeah, I'm plugging it here, and that is one of my things that I created, but I promise to you, I could have never achieved the level of success that I have today without this foundation. This is the cornerstone, the foundation that I was able to build my empire on. And you don't have to build an empire. If you want to have 5 properties, it'll work just fine for that. If you want 20, that's fine. If you want 50, that's fine. Okay, I've got one client that has 14,000 units all in apartment communities scattered all over America, and he uses this. So I created this for me in my business, okay? And I want you to have the same system that's going to give you the confidence, the peace of mind. Think about this. Have you ever heard of a good deal? Maybe you're at your local RIA group or something like this. An investor says, hey, I've got 24 properties that I want to retire and move to Florida. And you're thinking, man, I'd love to have them. He's going to offer seller financing on all of it. Just a crazy killer deal. And you'd love to do it. But you know what? You've got your job. And those 24 units just might be a little too big a bite to chew on or a bite to take right now. And the last thing you don't want to go belly up. So I'll tell you, I passed on some deals like that because I was scared it was too big a bite and it might be too much for me to handle. But this system here, I wouldn't bat an eye to buy 200 units and add them into this system because it works, it's proven, and it's going to save me money, make you money, save your money, and at tax time, it's a breeze. So back to our systems. You must have procedures and documentation for your business. Everything from screening applicants, the 159-point rent-ready checklist, so you've got like your airplane pilot's checklist to make sure it's ready, the move-in process, move-out process, work orders, rehab, so much more, your buying system, how to add another property, how to sell a property, all of these things, they need to be in a simple, proven, efficient system. Okay, and combined with that, okay, along with your systems here is, yeah, you can think about software, you can think about technology, and all those things are very, very important, and they do help you out, saving time, make more money, be more efficient, okay? But here's one that is often overlooked. You must build your team of experts for your real estate business. Now, what do I mean by that? Build your team of experts. Okay, one that I hear all the time. So many investors, they view their insurance agent as the enemy. I don't view my insurance agent as my enemy. I view my insurance agent as part of my team. And I did 3 or 4 interviews before I hired him back in 2000. And I would interview him, ask him questions. If he didn't have an answer, if he said, what I liked about him was he said, you know what? That's a good question. I don't know. Let me give you an example of one of the questions. Okay, so let's say you got your buying machine cranked up and you find a house that's worth $100,000 and you get it under contract, needs a little bit of help. You get it under contract for $50,000. You haven't closed on it yet. You don't own it yet, but you want to wholesale it. And so you call up some other investors and you say, hey, I got this house over here at 123 Main Street. I'll take $60,000 for it. And they're going, wow, that's a great price. So they all run over there and look at it. Well, unknown to you and maybe unknown to them, maybe the 3rd, 4th, and 5th step going down from the kitchen to the basement is missing. The electric's off on the place and somebody goes down the steps and they break their leg. Ask your insurance agent, are you covered for that? Does your insurance cover something like that on a house you don't own? But yet you caused them to go over there and look at it. Think you're going to get sued? I'd say probably yes, but think about those kind of things that, you know, because you're going to be involved in that a lot. So what I ended up doing is getting a business policy, and it covers all that. Okay, so your insurance agent is part of your team and is not your enemy. How about your CPA? You know, don't use your, like those commercials on TV says, my cousin's ex-wife, third cousin removed, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Fool you on family and stuff. You need to get somebody that's competent, that's a real estate investing expert CPA. How about a CPA that owns rental property themselves? They're going to stay on top of all the stuff there. So your CPA needs to be part of your team. Okay. Your real estate attorney, you need to get a competent real estate investing expert attorney that's part of your team. And one of the things that I created with the help from my real estate expert attorney and my real estate investing expert CPA, who does own real estate investments, Together, we created the 7 must-ask questions with the answers before you hire them. So I want you to ask these 7 questions to folks that you're looking to hire as your real estate attorney. And if they can't answer those questions properly, you don't need to be using them. Okay? You need to ask the CPA these 7 questions. And if they hem haw around and they don't answer, give the answers that's on your cheat sheet there, then you don't want to hire them. You want to get somebody that answers those correctly because you need an expert, okay, to be on your team. So insurance agent, CPA, real estate attorney. Now, this is not counting any kind of part-time staff or handymen or contractors or anything like that. I'm just talking about building your team of experts for your real estate business, okay? So with that, we're going to wrap this episode up. And we'll take on the next one. See you on then. Bye-bye.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.